You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
Ahoy, travelers. These are your rights when airlines screw up. By Jack Stewart. It's that time of year again. Yes, it'll feel great to be home, chilling out, stuffing yourself, falling asleep on the sofa, but boy, it's gonna suck getting there. That's because 24 million people will travel on U.S. airlines over the Thanksgiving period, up 6% from last year, according to the TSA. This week, even a short flight will feel like an epic journey with many perils and demons to vanquish. Airlines stand at the ready, fully staffed and prepared to tackle crummy weather, broken planes, staff calling in sick, and whatever else may happen. But they can't plan for everything, and delays are inevitable. As you prepare for this flight, you're carrying a weapon you might not even know about. Your rights. Not the First Amendment right to yell at gate agents, which helps no one, but law-given privileges created to keep you safe, comfortable, and sane as you paddle your way home. Here, then, brave traveler, are some of the beacons to use to guide you on your epic holiday quest. Onwards. In the airport. Before getting to the legal stuff, a few general tips. First, know your enemy. Some airports are more prone to delays than others. Data visualization from Grafique assembled Bureau of Transportation stats into this handy chart. If you're flying out of or into one of these hubs, be prepared to wait. You've heard this before, but it bears saying again, get to the airport early. Every step from check-in to security to boarding will take longer than usual over the holidays. If somehow it all goes smoothly, you can kill time trying to download some TV shows over their crappy airport Wi-Fi or hit the bar. The law says airlines must alert passengers to delays of 30 minutes or more, but the U.S. Department of Transportation cautions those estimates are not guarantees. Weather can worsen. Mechanical issues can prove more complicated than initially thought. Think of delays as a minimum wait time and adjust your expectations accordingly. If your delay is significant, think several hours, or your flight is canceled and you can find a better option on another airline, ask your carrier if they'll endorse your ticket over to the new one. They don't have to, but they might, and it's worth a shot. How you'll be treated when things go wrong comes down to each airline's conditions of carriage, a document they write and file with the government. They decide what they'll cover, but once the thing's written, they can't renege. For example, no rules insist airlines provide food vouchers or help you find a hotel, but many say they'll do as much. It's always worth asking and pulling up the thing to hold them to their word. A quick online search should turn it up. If the delay is so bad you decide to cancel your trip and eat turkey cold cuts at home, you have the legal right to a refund, even if your ticket is non-refundable. Make sure to ask for your checked bag fee back, too. On the tarmac. Say the flight is on time, but the airline overbooked it, figuring some passengers wouldn't turn up. If everybody shows, the gate agents will bump as many as necessary. They'll ask for volunteers first, usually with a modest pile of cash attached. If you refuse the deal and get bumped anyway, the airline must give you a written notice explaining your rights and usually a compensation check. That can be as much as 400% of the cost of your one-way fare, depending on how long you're delayed. Not a terrible deal, depending on how eager you are to get home. So, you've passed through the airport and wedged yourself into that middle seat. Then the plane sits on the tarmac, unmoving as the waiting area you just left. It might be the weather or a mechanical hiccup. The good news, if you can call it that, after 2 hours, the airline must provide food and water along with working laboratories. If the delay runs to 3 hours, four if you're flying international, they have to open up the sardine can and let you out. You can thank a few highly publicized cases in 2008 and 2009 of people trapped on planes for hours that pushed the DOT to mandate the rules. The penalties don't mess around. After Southwest broke the law in 2014, the DOT fined it $1.6 million. Upon arrival, then there's the good old "my bag didn't arrive with me" issue. Report it to the airline immediately. Oftentimes, it just doesn't make it and will arrive on the next flight. You're entitled to compensation for reasonable expenses while waiting, like a toothbrush and a change of underwear. Don't go crazy. And hey, there are worse things than wearing those awful clothes your mom dug out of the attic. If you do need help when your flight is delayed or canceled, skip the line of people waiting to holler at the customer service desk. Calling the airline's support number can often get you to a sympathetic human faster who can rebook you. And don't underestimate social media. Big airlines have people checking Twitter, and they don't like being criticized in public. It's also worth checking in advance what benefits your credit card offers. Some provide delay and cancellation insurance, or in fancier cases, a concierge to help you get another flight. Hopefully, it'll all go smoothly. But don't relax just yet. Stats say Thanksgiving isn't even the worst time for travel delays, so maybe just spend Christmas at home.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now. We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that over-delivers. Chubb over-delivers. Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.